Welcome to What's Poppin'. My guest this week is Melissa Garma. Melissa, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Melissa, how long have you lived in the area?
All my life.
All your life?
Yeah. Well, I grew up in Vacaville.
Okay.
And then when I was about 15 years old, I moved to Fremont.
Okay.
So.
All right. So pretty much all your life then.
Pretty much all my life.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Same area, Fremont, since you were 15?
Pretty much. I mean, I graduated from Kennedy High School.
Okay.
About 3 years ago, we moved to the Niles area.
Yeah.
And we really like that.
Yeah. All right. So really, just area of Fremont. Okay.
Yeah. Good.
All right. So you've been in Fremont for your whole life, basically. How'd you get to Prince of Peace?
VBS.
Really?
Yeah. My oldest son, who's now 19, started going to VBS when he was maybe in fourth grade.
Okay.
And I remember the first day picking him up from VBS, seeing all the kids and seeing how the adults were interacting with the kids. It just felt really welcoming and felt like it was a great place to be. And then a couple of years later, my two younger boys started attending school. That was in 2018.
Okay.
And then I knew I wanted to get involved in a church that focused on children and youth.
Yeah.
And so this just felt like the best place to be.
That's great. Okay. So a VBS story. It's always like hearing those. I mean, VBS is coming up so soon for us right now.
Yeah. And it's nice that now we get to give back and
be part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three out of the four of us are volunteering and my younger one is still able to
participate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was last year.
Yeah. Is he doing mission week?
Yeah.
Yeah. He better be.
Yeah. He doesn't have a choice. We're all doing mission week too.
We're all doing mission week. Good.
We're going to live here for a week.
as many of us are actually. Yeah. Switching gears a little bit. What was your favorite working experience or job thus far and why?
Besides being a mom, which is my favorite job.
Okay. Why?
Well, it helps that I have really amazing kids and they're just a lot of fun to be with and fun to parent. And they just accept me for who I am and they allow me to love them so much. And I'm so thankful for them.
Yeah.
But that's a paying job.
All right. So a paying job versus a non-paying job.
Yeah. I would say the job I do now, I really love it. I'm working at Robertson High School, and my title is Parent Outreach Coordinator.
Okay.
Which,
what does that mean?
Yeah. It doesn't really mean the title. The title doesn't fit the position. But basically, Fremont Unified School District has opened these centers called wellness centers in each of their high schools.
Okay.
And within the wellness center at Robertson, anyway, we have two mental health coaches. And an alcohol and other drugs counselor. And then there's me.
and then there's you.
Yeah. Where I kind of run the wellness center, like the day-to-day things.
Okay.
And I get to set up games and crafts and really kind of just like break down the walls and the barriers of the students that come in that may not be ready to talk to the counselors.
Start that relational aspect with those kids.
And just show them that this is a safe place to be. And sometimes we could be a little bit sneaky and, introduce our counselors to the students. They may not know that that's what we're doing.
Right away,
And then
they open up and all of a sudden, they're being counseled without knowing it.
Yeah. We're just playing a cards game.
And we're just talking.
Surprise, you're being counseled.
You're being counseled.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
So what are two things from the message last Sunday that made you think, sounded good, or caused you to react in some way?
A lot. I would say a lot of things caused me to react. And when you were talking about vocations.
Yeah.
My first thought was like, okay, well, I'm a mom. And I didn't think about being a child of God. And I felt guilty about that.
Yeah.
And so that's what made me think like, oh, wow, where am I putting my priorities? And can I be all these things? And
and to work together to be a child of God through all those things. Yeah.
Is that what I'm doing?
Yeah. And so it shouldn't make you feel guilty to hear you're a child of God. It should be a good thing.
Yeah. I felt guilty for not thinking that first.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people don't.
Yeah.
It's really helpful, though, I think, to think that way and understand, oh, I start there and then I live that out in all the vocations I have. Mm-hmm. And also, and I didn't talk about it too much on Sunday, but it can also be helpful to understand, oh, maybe this is not a vocation I should have because I can't live out being a child of God in whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was really thankful for that.
Yeah.
Because that helped me put things into perspective and it was a good reminder.
Yeah. Good. For your personality question, this is the first time I've actually asked this personality question. And so I don't know what the answer is going to be, but I thought for some reason it'd be interesting for you to ask this question. That is, what is the first TV show that pops into your head from when you were growing up?
Definitely Golden Girls.
Golden Girls.
And it gets funnier.
Yeah.
It's because that's my grandfather's favorite show was Golden Girls.
Okay.
And I just remember, I never knew what they were talking about in the show.
Yeah. It's a relatively adult show, actually. Yeah.
I know. I went back and I watched like a couple of episodes.
And what they're talking about, I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Why was I allowed to watch this? Yeah. But yeah, when I was younger, I didn't really pay attention. My grandpa would come home from work.
Okay.
And I remember like he would have like a bowl of peanuts or pistachios or something. And so then I would just like crack all of the pistachios. That's really what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then he would have like a separate bowl.
Yeah.
For, you know.
For the shells.
For the shells. Yeah. And so we would just watch Golden Girls and eat pistachios.
So really, like, you really painted it well. So it was like spending time with your grandpa when he got home from work and watching Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Even though you didn't know what was going on in the show.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I would say a show that I like would watch more regularly was Friends.
Yeah.
Like, big surprise, but.
Yeah. How young were you when you were watching Golden Girls with your grandpa?
Probably like 6, 7. Yeah. It was little.
And Friends would have been after that.
Yeah.
That's a really good answer. Like, I'm glad I asked that question. Yeah. Good job, Pastor Mark.
Well, I was like thinking about it and like, I don't know. I just.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like, that's really the
first
show.
That's what came to mind.
Yeah.
That's really neat. It's cool. Well, Melissa, thank you for taking time to come by Prince of Peace and being on the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.